Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Saturday's group call. I had a little background noise there. Hope everybody can hear me okay. Sorry about that delay. That was a little weird. Anyways, I welcome to Saturday's group call. This is Dr. D from Help Your Diabetes. We do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number's always the same, and the code is always the same. And we hope everybody's having a great week, staying on track, getting down your food logs, checking in with us. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. And remember, you do a daily check-in when you first get going for the first week only, and then we'll go to a weekly check-in. And when you're doing the weekly, give us 3 days of readings from the day you check in. You can check in any day or any time that you want. Just make sure you're doing those readings in the morning before you eat. And just so you're consistent, it's good to check them all first thing. All right? And especially that fasting sugar is the most accurate in the morning. Before we call that a fasting reading. When you go to sleep and you get up, that's a fasting number. So meaning a normal sleep, not a two-hour nap, of course. So those of you that work crazy hours and graveyard shifts and things like that, whenever you go to sleep and you get up, that's your fasting reading, okay? And as far as the weekly check-in goes, once you're on the second week through the program, if you're doing the food log and you're sending that in weekly, as you should, put your readings on there with it, and that's perfect for the check-in for the week, no problem, okay? If you're calling it in or emailing it in, at least give us 3 days of readings from the day you check in. It'll tell us more of a story. Gives us a better idea of what's happening. Fasting sugar, that's the first check in the morning, a blood pressure and a weight if you have it. And if you're on insulin, you give us the insulin units. Okay, so today's topic is going to be about eggs. And before we dive into that, I just wanted to make sure everybody understands the Saturday group call. This is designed to be a positive group call, and we want to keep it positive because we're here to motivate one another and so we can get ready for the following week and get through the weekend, which is obviously the hardest part of the week as a lot of things are going on when it comes to weekend stuff. You know, the holidays and all that are challenging enough, and the weekend kind of falls into that kind of same thing, in my opinion, when it comes to fighting off the avoid items, the avoid monsters, as I call them, you know, and you keeping yourself on track and all of these things and sharing your positive, testimonials with everyone keeps people dialed in. You might say that one thing that gets somebody right back on track again. You might push the right button and flip the switch on them, and you never know what that's going to be. Everybody's going through a lifestyle change and goes through their own difficulties, and everybody with different health issues and things like that, but you know, everyone's dealing with the diabetes, so a little bit of that goes a long way when it comes to anything positive. So let's keep it positive. And, anything, you can just listen if you want to. You don't have to ask questions. It's up to you. And remember, when we send out the e-blast every week, the link to the previous week is going to be on the bottom of the email. You can listen to it at your leisure. If it's something that you want to do at another time, perfectly fine. So anything positive, please share. You lost weight. Your energy is going up. Your medical doctors reduced some of your meds. Your family members are noticing any positive changes about you, enjoying some of the recipes, anything across the board, please share. And, anything for any activity of daily living, it could be bending over and tying your shoe easier, to, going for longer walks, without, you know, more than you were before, and things like that. So that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about eggs today, and, you know, not very a complicated food item, but remember, it's not dairy, even though it's white. Some people fall into that trap there. It comes from chickens. And, you know, you got the yolk and you have the whites, right? So these are the good fats, not the bad, number one. Number two, they're healthy, a great source of protein, and you can eat them any style. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you're not using any butter. Stay away from the salt and all of that because, you know, naturally they have enough sodium in it as they are, normal. You don't need to add anything else. And the way I do it is I kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, maybe three egg whites to one yolk, that kind of thing. But the yolks are perfectly fine. Sometimes I'll just go all in and do that. So don't worry about the old mindset of the cholesterol discussion and all that. These are the good fats. Eggs are fine, okay? And whether they're hard-boiled, scrambled, or however you like them, they're perfectly fine. So boiling the eggs and having them on hand definitely comes in handy, you know, as snacks or bringing easy to bring with you in a cooler and things like that. So I guess I'm going to share my hard-boiled technique, which seems to work out pretty good. I've been making them for many years, and I'll put them in a pot of water, okay? And then I'll put it on the stove and turn it on. And when that water starts to boil, as soon as it starts to boil, I shut off the heat and leave it there. Put the lid on it for 17 minutes. It might sound like a crazy number, but it works. So 17 minutes, then drain them, you know, put cold water on them and get them in the fridge. And they come out pretty perfect every time. So give it a try and see if it works. And, you know, just a little helpful hint there. I wanted to, before we open up the phones for questions and comments, I made a little bit of a list here. And I just want to bring this up because, and they all start with the letter P. All right. So the first one is going to be, and if you want to write these down, you can, is patience. All right. You're starting a new lifestyle. You've been eating the wrong way for however many years to become diabetic. Remember, this is lifestyle cause, and you ate your way into this disease. Now you have to eat your way out. Be patient with the process. Realistic expectations. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Okay, you're going to build momentum as your body starts to heal and function better. So, you know, don't be impatient with the process. You know, whether your body's going to be going through a cleansing phase and you're going through a healing process, know that you're doing the right things is the main thing. The right thing is always the right thing, all right? So eating the right way, staying away from that avoid list, taking some good quality nutrition so your body can heal and function better. This is not going to happen overnight, all right? But you're teaching your body, remember, how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own, and it is a process, so be patient. The next P is persistence. You got to stay on it. You got to be on this thing like crazy. You can't succumb to the birthday party or the going out functions and all these things and, you know, had a piece of this and a slice of that and just kind of brush it off and like, okay, well, I won't do it next time. You got to teach your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back. You got to be full on, you know, and not give your body the wrong signals. So being persistent with this and being on it 24/7, 365, and this is a lifestyle for the rest of your life. And your body will continue to heal and function better as as time goes on. A year from now, better. 5 years from now, even better. 10 years, and it's going to keep on building on itself as your body gets stronger and heals and keeps functioning better. Okay? So the next thing, P, is planning. So planning is going to be something that's going to work in your favor. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can put preparation along with that, meaning, you know, Sunday night comes get your stuff ready for the week. You make a bunch of chicken breasts. Make some lean cuts of meat if you want, or seafood. And if you're a vegetarian, get the beans and the legumes, all that dialed in. So you're ready to go, and you have easy stuff in the fridge to grab. You can put it in a Tupperware and take with you so you don't run out of stuff. And then you're scrambling around and like you're looking for the nearest McDonald's or something. And you're going to make it harder on yourself. Okay, so the fast food places are tricky, all right? And before I go on to the next letter P, so far we got patience, persistence, right? And we have preparation and planning. But before I get into the next P, I want to talk real quick about the fast food places, because some of you on your P, you're deconstructing hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and all of that stuff, and you know, chicken nuggets and all. You know, if you have the breading, you can't eat the breading and the chicken nuggets. Can't do it. If you're going for that meatball sandwich at Subway, and you take away the bread and all the stuff, and no sauce and all of that, well, guess what? The meatballs are made with breadcrumbs. You know, they got sugar in the recipe and all kinds of stuff like that. So you got to look out for all these things. Just because it's a meatball doesn't mean that they didn't make it with a few avoid items to bind it together. And also some things to give it shelf life so they can keep it for a while. So, I mean, you really got to watch. And crazy as it sounds, when you prepare and you get yourself ready for the week, you keep yourself from having to fall into these kinds of traps, you know. But if you're going to go to a place like that or any one of those, always shoot for the salad. Usually you're okay there. Grilled chicken on the salad. And, you know, the salad dressings that they have there are probably not going to be good, but you can squeeze some lemon on it and you're good to go, okay? All right, so after patience, persistence, and planning and preparation, we got plateau. If you are hitting a plateau, you have to take a step back and look at the details of your food log and see what's going on. If you're doing the same exact thing and you're just sticking and you're not moving anywhere, then something's going on that you have to change, whether too much fruit, maybe you're eating fruit late in the day, maybe you're not reading the labels like you should, and you think you are, but maybe there's a couple items that you just forgot to, whether it's like sausage or whether it's a deli meat or something like that, you know, or something that you think is okay, and you're drinking tea, but you forget that you need to see the words caffeine-free on the box. All of these things will start to add up and make you plateau, okay? So keep that in mind. Comb through it. Make the changes and try to break through that. Or whether you want to stop the fruit, stop the sweet potato, stop the carrots and the beets, the natural sugars like that and the yams, and shut it down and see how your body responds the following day. If it lowers it, well, then you broke through a plateau. And stick with that, okay? You can always add it back in down the road a little bit, but you're going to have to sometimes tweak it and challenge your body and throw it a curveball every once in a while to break through a plateau. It happens. Maybe you need to, if you're not exercising at all, get out there and walk. If you're having trouble walking, stationary bike. If you can't do the stationary bike, water exercises in the pool or something like that. Try to get something going there because that's part of it, you know. And you know, make sure you're drinking plenty of water and things like that. But I just wanted to bring up the plateau because they do happen. Happens to all of us. But it's an indication that I want you to look through it, get the food log in. We can always go through it together and see what's going on there to break through that plateau. Okay? The next thing is progress, and, you know, keep an eye on your progress, and that's what this is all about when you're checking in with us, making sure you're checking in, doing the food logs, and, you know, moving forward on this thing. you know, want to recognize that. So it kind of goes a little bit hand in hand with the plateau and the progress. And make sure you're checking these things if you need to make any adjustments. All right. And be practical. That's the next P. Practicality. No one's expecting you to run around looking for ingredients all the time with the recipes every single day. Don't get yourself all stressed out about that. Look, if you have time, that's okay, all right? Or if some of you have a spouse that does all the cooking, whatever, and they're doing it, that's different. But if you're super busy and you can't get to it, you know, then when you have time on the weekend, you know, you can put together a recipe. And if you find one that you like, well, then you can make double and triple the portion so you have stuff for the following week. And it'll start to come together like that. But be practical with yourself, and, you know, it's okay to eat chicken 15 times in a row, you know, as long as you're staying on track. It's okay to eat lean meat or seafood or beans and meals in a row like that. It's perfectly fine. Be practical in your day-to-day. Everybody's is a little bit different, but that's important, okay? So moving on to the next P, we got push yourself. What do I mean by that? Look, no one said this was going to be easy. For some of you, a little bit easier than others, but you got to push yourself in this direction. You got to realize that we're going to avoid the complications of this disease when you push yourself forward. Leave that old lifestyle behind. That's what got you into trouble to begin with. So keep pushing down the road, all right? And so you avoid the complications of type 2 diabetes. Remember, and this is worth repeating 10 times every week, believe me, that it's number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason, okay? So keep pushing yourself, everyone. It's good to break out and get out of your comfort zone, okay? Nothing wrong with that. And as you move forward on this, okay? The next P is protect yourself. What do I mean by that is when you go somewhere, whether you're going to be going to a function, a party, you're traveling, you always leaving the house to commute to work or whatever it is. Bring stuff with you. You got to have a little cooler next to you. That's like your new ride or die buddy when you go somewhere, because it's going to protect you from eating the wrong things or getting stuck somewhere with nothing. Not every function is going to be catering to the diabetic. They're not running diabetic parties or diabetic restaurants, etc. So if you have a cooler, let's say in your car, you know, you put a little ice pack in there to keep things fresh, and you got Ziploc bags with almonds or walnuts in it and the unsalted, and you have a little Tupperware with some salad and some lean protein or some protein and vegetables or some beans with some veggies or anything like that across the board, you're protecting yourself, meaning you could always leave, go into the car, take a few bites of something diabetic friendly, and you're good for the next 3 hours. And you go back in and join everybody. I've done it before. You know, you got to remember that you got to keep yourself dialed in no matter what. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And then you're going to give yourself a pat on the back because you really watched out for yourself. So, and that was the last thing I wanted to bring up with the last P, is pat yourself on the back. You know, you're doing something great for yourself. You're going to be avoiding the complications of diabetes. It's major, okay? Most of us know a family member either passed away or amputations and all kinds of health issues from diabetes. You know, it's pandemic worldwide. And we've done diabetes events all over the country and abroad, from Dubai to New Zealand to London to Canada, to Texas, to Florida, okay? And diabetes is the same, everyone, wherever you're from. The broad strokes are the same, okay? The fine-tuning comes in with people with different health issues and things like that, but you got to get it dialed in, all right? So that's my list of P's. I kind of came up with that, and hopefully that was something a little bit different. And today's topic was eggs. Remember, it's the good fat, not the bad. They're perfectly fine. Whether you want to go all whites or mix the whites and the yolks, or, you know, go all in, with the whole egg at times. And, you know, mix it up, different varieties. The hard-boiled eggs are easy, nice to take with you as a healthy snack. And that being said, before we go down too far here, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. And I'm ready when you are, operator. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 for any questions or comments. Our first question comes from John. John, please state your question or comment.
Hi, doctor. I was on my exercise bike when you started this and realized I probably should be writing down the P's. I have patience, persistence, preparation, planning, plateau,
yep.
Persistence, progress, preparation, and pat on the back. Did I miss any?
Protect yourself and push yourself.
And push. I didn't get push yourself. Okay.
Yeah, push yourself forward. Yep.
You
almost have the whole thing, though. Very good.
Okay. My question is... I attend a lot of sporting events where they do not let you take in any water or any food items, and you're stuck with what they sell in the arena. And so about halftime, just about every game, I have to find something safe that they sell. In the last event that I was at, I bought a chicken sandwich and just took everything off of it and ate the chicken meat itself.
Yeah.
Do you have any other suggestions that we could do in that type of a circumstance?
Yeah, well, you just did it, really, you know, and just make sure the chicken doesn't have any kind of sauce or something on it that is not good for you. Course, no cheese or anything, but that's what you got to do, though. Go for the salads, go for the veggies, go for the lean meat without all the other stuff on it, if that's all. And, you know, I'm sure that they have something on the list there that you can pick out. But it's just the bottom line is you're staying away from the avoid list. And you're sticking with the approved foods only, wherever you go. So, you know, without looking at whatever they got there and the menus and all that stuff, it sounds like you worked around it and you did the right thing, you know. So that's kind of how you have to do it. Yep.
Okay, one other comment. I completed my first week, and I didn't know until you mentioned it earlier that I was supposed to check in every day. And I didn't get a call from anybody on your support staff. So I guess I'll write up my first week and send it in.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
to
do. Yeah. So the journey started.
What's the last name?
Living Good.
Okay, hold on. Well, I got you.
All right.
Remember, when you check in, if you have a question, everybody listening, if you have a question after you check in, say something along those lines, and we'll always get back to you the same day. If things look okay, we're going to move on to the next check-in day. But rest assured, if we see something that needs attention, we're going to call you anyway. But you got to be checking in. If you're for the first week, it's a daily check-in, okay? And then when you get into the second week, we do a weekly check-in, and whatever day you want to check in is okay. And with your fasting, sugar, blood pressure, weight, and if you're on insulin, give us the insulin units. That's what's going on there. Okay?
I should revise this. We had one check-in where I talked about my addiction to caffeine and the extreme problem it was giving with my head. So there was one check-in. So... okay. Very good.
Right, but the check-in is on you. You're checking in with us, okay?
As far as if you have a question or need something, you got to say something along those lines, and we'll always get back to you, whether email or call in. All right,
John? But I didn't realize until just, you know, a few minutes ago that this was supposed to be
problem.
A daily thing. Okay. A learning experience for all of us.
Of course, yeah, no problem, John. You're doing just fine. You got it. Yep.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And our next question comes from Lamar. Lamar, please state your question or comment.
Hi there.
What do we do with this? Hi. What do we do with weekly food log?
Where you send it in.
To...
Yeah, you can email
mail
it into support. You can email it in to support@helpyourdiabetes.com, okay? Or you can fax it into the fax number if you like. It's all that information's on your paperwork.
Okay, I just didn't see that. Okay, so just a few things on the enjoy avoid list. Is mustard okay?
Just make sure you read the type. There's a lot of different mustards out there. You don't want one with added sugar, of course, or any avoid items. So just read the labels on anything like that.
Okay.
Any condiments, always read the ingredients.
All right. How about Smart Balance buttery spread?
Yeah. Stay away from that.
Really?
Almond butter is okay. All right. Any of the nut butters are okay. Make sure there's no added sugar or avoid items.
On the delis, I'm assuming then Spam and hot dogs are out.
No, hot dogs, if it's all beef and it's nothing avoid items in there, it's okay. I wouldn't eat it all the time. But Spam is out because it's got a lot of fillers. Yeah, don't avoid that
one. Yeah, it's got sugars.
All kinds of garbage.
Okay, how about refried beans?
Yeah, well, all the questions you're asking, if it's packaged, you got to read the ingredients.
Okay.
Depending on who's making it or what company you're grabbing it from. You understand? It's kind of vague.
Yeah.
Beans as an item are okay, but depending on the product that you're grabbing, you always spin it around and read the ingredients to be sure. Got me?
I got it. Thank you, Dr. D.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, because that can get a little tricky, everyone. You know, when you say a category of food, just please make sure. A lot of companies are making a lot of different things. The question, like a question about mustard or whatever, there's so many different mustards out there, whether it's Dijon or whether it's a spicy or whether it's this or whether it's that. Just make sure you're taking the minute and reading the ingredients on the back and make sure there's no added sugar or avoid items in there. Same with mayonnaise, same with any condiment you can think of, so you don't bring it home and get irritated. And the reason why we're not giving you a bunch of recommendations with brands is because they change their recipes. And it kind of gets us in a little bit of a thing when we say one's okay and then they change their recipe and then it's not okay. So just take a minute, read it over and the ingredients. It's going to be – and it's good practice for you anyway to do that. So hope that helps.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Sammy. Sammy, please state your comment or question.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, to hear you on again.
Likewise.
I have one comment, and then I have something I want to say to everyone that's listening. But
go ahead.
I've noticed that I'm having some kind of odor coming off of my breath. And I'm wondering if that is ketones.
Diabetes, yeah. Well, that's a big thing with fruity breath and all that. That's that happens when you're diabetic. And the answer to that is yes.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought. I thought it was probably ketones. As long as it doesn't turn into ketoacidosis, I'm cool. The other thing I would like to say is and I hope this is a shot in the arm for everybody that's listening. This is my 10th week into this program. This man that's online with me is a wealth of information. He has been my guide through this whole thing. And I owe HYD and this man and all the staff my life, because it has turned completely around. When I started, I weighed 260 pounds. I weighed in this morning at 199. My A1C was at 12. Now my A1C is at 6.4. The program works. Listen to what he has to say. Please follow it to the letter. The program does work. I believe in it wholeheartedly. Believe me, I'm not getting a penny for this. I'm just like one of you guys. But I want everyone to know that I'm very serious about this. And like he has said so many times, diabetes does not take a holiday, and neither should we. We should be persistent. And if you are, I pray all of you will be, and it will work for you, I promise. It has worked for me, and I can't sing their praises high enough. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Sam, thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate that once again. And, you know, that's powerful stuff, everyone listening there. You know, this is life transforming. It's like you don't realize the power that you have to turn this thing around. It's major. Think about it for a moment, that the complications of this disease, obviously the worst one is death, but the other ones, number one in amputation, number one kidney failure, number one in blindness, that is not number two or number three, it's number one. And, you know, the fact that you can take this type 2 diabetes with the power of food, good nutrition, and start turning this thing around the other way so you avoid the complications. It's such a major thing. I want you to just wrap your brain around that for a second, okay? So enjoy the process. Those of you that are kicking and screaming about, you know, not giving this up and giving that up, turn your mindset around and think about you're avoiding the complications of diabetes. Not so much you're missing out on the foods that you used to eat that got you into trouble. You're not missing out on anything. You're avoiding the complications. Put the energy in that direction. Or whatever you did the last 30 years or whatever, okay, great. You know, you're still here. A new day to move forward and to live a better quality of life for the next half. Because if you don't, it's going to get worse, all right? And remember, you know, as we get older, easier is better. Easier is better, not harder, okay? So the quality of life is major, and it could be the littlest things. You know, and as everything starts to function better, right? So whether you have neuropathy or whether your vision is going or whether your kidneys are under a lot of stress, whatever, you have to turn this thing around and you got to be full on, because all of the organs that are players in blood sugar, not just the pancreas, but, you know, your adrenal glands and your liver and your thyroid gland. All these have to start working better. You know, your heart that is majorly affected by diabetes. I mean, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. So you have to tackle this thing and think about the next part of your journey. And, you know, wherever you go, don't forget, you're avoiding the complications. I'm not going to go near that avoid list, okay? And if you just keep telling yourself that, repetition is the mother of all skill. Say it to yourself as many times as you need to, okay? I don't miss the foods that I used to have. I'm avoiding the complications of diabetes. Repeat whatever mantra you need to say to yourself. Put it on a little sticky. Slap them all over the house.
on your dashboard, wherever you need to, put it in your phone. And actually, what I've done before, and I still do it, the smartphone, most of you have one, that recorder, use your own voice and say like a mantra, something positive in there, and then listen to it whenever you want. And it's yourself telling yourself to stay on track. What more powerful thing is that? You know, I mean, yeah, there's Tony Robbins and there's all these other guys out there, but you telling you, you looking in the mirror and talking to yourself and saying, hey, you can do it. Today's going to be a great day. I love you. It's okay to tell yourself you love yourself and that you want to live a better quality of life. Jump up and down. Make a couple funny faces in the mirror. Make yourself laugh and smile a little bit and snap out of it, you know, and keep moving forward. So understand that a power in that is major. Don't fall into what you're missing out on so much and get yourself all depressed about it. It's not helping you go in that direction, especially if you have a spouse that's helping you who's not diabetic. But, you know, look, they're changing their life around, too, to help you out. So make it work and make it enjoyable for everyone. And most spouses, though, I'm not saying all of you, so most of you have some kind of, if you're not diabetic, there's other things going on. Maybe you're on a cholesterol med or a blood pressure or something. Well, then do the program along with them, because if everybody ate like a diabetic, the world would be a healthier place. That's why when you do the wrong things, the numbers go up together across the board, whether it's cholesterol, whether it's triglyceride, blood pressure, fasting sugar, all of the thyroid numbers, everything gets thrown out of whack. But the good news is when you do the right thing, everything starts coming down together. That's why when we want you to check in, we want you checking in with us. That's that accountability factor. You know, where you're an accountability diabetes coach, that's going to make you strengthen. That's going to strengthen your day-to-day when you're checking in and you're taking responsibility of your health situation. That's major. Just that alone is major, okay? So please embrace the process. Please understand that, know that we're always here 7 days a week. We're not going anywhere. We know diabetes doesn't take a day off, either do we. We know our diabetes doesn't care what day it is or what holiday it is. Now, we got holidays coming up. Get ready. If you can pass the hard tests and get through the Christmases and the Hanukkahs and the Easters and the birthdays and the Thanksgiving and all this other stuff and make the right choices, man, you got this thing lit. And then the following year, you're going to be even stronger when that comes around, because it's always going to be something. All right? Don't lose sight of, you're avoiding the complications of diabetes. You're not missing out on anything. You're avoiding the complications. You're gaining. You're gaining quality years. You're gaining healthier days. You know, you're not missing out on nothing. Okay? What you're missing out on, if anything, is the complications of diabetes. Again, number one in kidney failure, amputation, and blindness for a reason. So, you know, turn your mindset around, you guys. And if you got to speak to your medical doctor and talk that mindset with them, you know, it'll give them a little bit of a wake-up call. I bet you they'll go through their practice and their day-to-day and talk to their patients a little bit differently as they start seeing the results with you. Have good communication with your MD, all right? They're used to not seeing, you know, this come through their office enough, and it's a good reminder, you know, what the power of a lifestyle change can do. Big time. Okay? Most powerful drug in the world, write this down. The most powerful drug in the world begins with an S and ends with a D. Food. Big time. Okay? So take that for what it is. We're going to, let me get, before I go down too much of a rabbit hole, sometimes you guys do a testimonial, it launches me into the stratosphere. So, let's get back on the phone with some questions and comments, and we're here for you. We have another, you know, another almost 15 minutes to go.
And our next question comes from Dave. Dave, please state your comment or question.
I'd like to know if you have any I'd like to know if you have any tips on preparing hard-boiled eggs so that they're easier to peel.
Yeah, I just gave you my hard-boiled egg and how to do it. Did you not hear that part?
No, I heard how you prepare it, but does that make them easier to peel?
Yeah, well, that's why I do it like that, because peeling them, well, I think the peeling, too, has a lot to do with the quality and the freshness of the eggs as well. Me, personally, I like to get the jumbo eggs. And
gotcha.
But, yeah, I'm not sure if the size matters, but the freshness, I think, does matter, you know, depending on that. But the technique that I've used for a long time seems to work out really well. And it's worth repeating. I'll say it one more time because today's topic is eggs. And so you get the pot of water, and this is regular water, okay? Put the eggs in the water, then put it on the stove, turn it on high, and let it come to a boil. Right when it starts to come to a boil, right when you see it, shut it off. Leave it on the burner, put the lid on it, and then set the timer for 17 minutes. When the timer goes off, take it off, pour the hot water out, fill it with cold water so you stop the cooking. Then you can take them out, put them in a Tupperware or a bowl, right into the fridge they go. And they come out great. And again, I like the jumbos myself because I just like the, it's a little bit larger egg and all that stuff. I think they peel a little bit easier also. But give it a try and give me some feedback on that. And it should work out for you, okay? And hopefully that helps when it comes to hard-boiled egg preparation.
That sounds great. I'll give it a try. I got one more question, though.
Go ahead. Yeah,
how
sure.
How important is it to avoid salt? I never add salt to my food, but nuts without salt are going to be hard.
Yeah, you know what? My favorite nuts are without salt, though. So, but when you're used to the salty nuts, I get it. But when you get the, I get the organic walnuts and almonds, and to me they're so delicious. It's just I love them like that with no salt. The reason why I think it's good to get the salt out and the sodium out because it's naturally in foods anyway. A lot of people don't realize that. Eggs, egg whites loaded with sodium, for example. And any food you can name has a sodium number attached to it. So you're not missing out on any of it. You just don't need the added water retention of all that salt and all that inflammation that kind of comes with it. It's not helping you, especially if you're on blood pressure medication, you know, and things like that. Or, you know, you're not happy with the weight loss part of it maybe, and that water weight is hanging on from all the salt and sodium you're using. You know, when you get used to it, you're not going to miss it. You know what ends up happening? What ends up happening is your taste buds start to change, okay? And then when you go way down the road, when you get to your goal, and remember the ultimate goal is get that A1C below 6.0 off of your diabetic meds with a normal fasting blood sugar, those three things, you become what's called clinically non-diabetic, and you don't get the complications of diabetes. But what happens is when you get to your goal and you're doing the salt-free, and you all of a sudden, if you decide to have a cheat meal once a week and you have something prepared and it's salty, it's going to blow your mind on how salty it really tastes after you've not done it for a while. It's like, I can't believe I used to eat it this way. And it's interesting when that happens. When you go through this process, it'll happen to you also. But I'm always blown away by that. It's like, wow, I can't believe how much salt they put in that dish when before you didn't complain about it because you're so used to the salty of everything. So just shut it down. It's not, you don't need any extra. It doesn't matter, everyone, if it's sea salt or Himalayan whatever or if it's pink or if it comes from the oceans of Zimbabwe. Okay, you don't need any extra salt. Go with the salt-free choice as your body's trying to heal and function better. And remember, don't lose sight of it's about body function. That's what we're after. Not so much about the taste buds,
getting your body functioning at its optimum. That's why you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating, up to 1 hour before bed, right? Reasons being, it keeps insulin levels, body chemistry, and your hormones stable throughout the day and up to 1 hour before bed, so you sustain through the night. And this, you're turning your body into a well fine-tuned machine. You know, no big giant gaps between meals anymore with the big giant highs and lows like before. This is consistent. Nice energy throughout the day. You do not want to stop your last meal, for example, like 6 or 7 at night, and then if you don't go to sleep until midnight or 1 in the morning. That's 5 hours with nothing, and then you go to sleep for another 6 hours or 8 hours. You know, you're talking 14 hours with nothing. And, you know, that's why this style of eating, once you get used to it, it becomes easy. That's why on one of those peas I had preparation, right? Because you got to prepare, your food for the week. That's part of the journey. You know, don't leave yourself stuck somewhere with nothing. It's going to be frustrating that way. You know, when you're always looking around and trying to find, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You have a little cooler with you. You keep on your passenger seat or whatever it is. Or if you're a truck driver and you're taking it with you, that's your new riding buddy, that cooler. Okay. You know, remember that movie with Tom Hanks and he got stranded in the desert, whatever that movie is called, and he had that soccer ball named Wilson. It kept him sane. That's what your cooler is to you, okay? And I'm not kidding there. I want you to be protecting yourself and for preparation and bring stuff with you. And you know what? Most of us are good at the breakfast in the morning before they leave the house. And you got the dinner when you get home. You got to fill in that middle part, right? So a couple really simple, a couple of Tupperwares of protein and veggie, a couple of Ziploc bags of some almonds and walnuts, things like that are going to get you through the day and keep you on track. That's all, you know? And that's worth $1 million to you as far as keeping an eye on yourself. I can't stress that enough. So hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you. I got one humorous thing for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
When people ask what kind of a diet I'm on, I always tell them, well, I can eat anything that rhymes with orange. Of course, there's nothing that rhymes with orange.
That's true. I like that. That's a good one. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Very Thank good. You, and have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. Excellent.
And our next question comes from Ikutuku. Ikutuku, please state your question or comment.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, Ike, speaking from Melbourne, Georgia.
Don't ask me about plantains again.
I have understood everything you said about plantain. Now, how long will the cost, you know, how long will the program last before one normalizes one's diabetic condition?
Oh, well, look, everybody's on different length programs depending on how long you've been diabetic, how many medications you were on. Things like that are all taken into consideration. So, you know, everybody's health issues are a little bit different with different functioning bodies. So there's no exact answer for you, but whatever program you're on should be long enough. You keep this thing dialed in. You stay super strict. You should be able to turn this thing around, okay, and reverse this thing in the time frame that was prescribed. So that's the whole name of the game there, okay?
Okay. If one is taking tea, caffeine-free tea, herbal tea, caffeine-free, how many cups may be ideal for a day?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, he was asking about the caffeine-free herbal teas. There's a lot of flavors out there, you guys, and as long as it says caffeine-free on the box, you're good to go there. It's not going to take place of fresh, clean water, okay, filtered water, but it's there as kind of something else to drink. You know, a couple cups a day. You can make an iced tea out of it if you want also. And, you know, squeeze a little stevia if you want to sweeten it a little bit with some citrus in it. Squeeze some lemon in it. You can make an iced tea out of it also as something else to drink other than just water. But as long as it says caffeine-free, you're safe.
But I'm free to add the powdered milk not made from cow breast or cow milk.
No cow milk. No dairy.
Thank you.
No dairy, everyone. Remember, no dairy because it's got lactose in it, which is milk sugar. Remember that. So any unsweetened almond or unsweetened coconut milk with no added sugar or anything, those are okay. But no cow, no goat, none of that stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ike? All right, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great questions today, everyone. We got a few more minutes. It's getting close to the top of the hour. We got to keep an eye on this, but we don't want to go past just out of respect for the operator, and we do it for an hour. One time we went over. I think usually we're right on, but anybody else is out there, I think we got time for one more. Star zero.
And our next question comes from Lucia. Lucia, please state your comment or question.
Yes, I just have a question. Yes, hello.
Yeah.
I email my status sheet, you know, where I put what I eat and what my, you know, what my A1C is and so on. Anyway, do I still have to call in weekly?
Well, you can do one or the other.
Okay,
Lucia. I mean, you know, either send it in or
I email it in.
Or email it. You don't have to do both.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't have to do both. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yeah. Just to repeat that, you know, everybody else who's listening out there, the ways to check in, and then we'll wrap this thing up. The ways to check in is calling it in. 800-321-9054. That's our check-in line. Or email support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Okay. If you don't have any technology at all and you want to drop it off at the clinic where you registered, that's perfectly fine too. The fax number, it's on your paperwork there, 877-550-1931. You can fax it in. You can go to a UPS store or one of those mail ship and more places. They'd be happy to scan an email or fax. I use them all the time for so many things. It's over the years, it's crazy. And they'll do it for like nothing practically. And it's a nice thing so you know, usually everybody lives close by to one of those, just as another option if necessary. And you can check in anytime you want. Whenever you settle in, whenever you want to do it, just make sure you're giving us the morning readings. I recommend checking the readings at the same time in the morning so you're consistent. You're not using different machines, different scales, different this, and you're going all over the place. Please don't overcheck your sugar. If you're on fast-acting insulin, you got to check it multiple times throughout the day. I get it. That's different. If you're not, you don't need to overcheck it. Overchecking it's going to spike it. You're going to give yourself what I call paralysis by analysis. Remember, your body fluctuates throughout the day. That's what it does. It's a dynamic functioning machine. It goes up and down. Thank God it's always recalibrating and changing. That's what it does. Okay, so don't think you're going to hit a bullseye every time. But remember, we want to get your fasting reading, that number in the morning, between 80 and 115 is a good sweet spot to fall into. You know, for a good solid week, 10 days, your body will basically be telling you it's stable. Then you talk to your doctor about recalibrating your diabetes med. If it drops below 80 for a day or two in a row, you'll speak to them sooner. Don't let your sugar get too low. You know, 70s, 60s, you got to call your doctor and talk about adjusting it. No reason. When you got the food right and the nutrition dialed in and your numbers start coming down, well, all you have to do is look at the medication now. And call your doctor up and make sure you talk to them and get it handled. so you don't go too low, because, you know, you're not going to feel well too much medication, whether it's blood pressure or whether it's diabetes drugs or whatever it is. Too much medication is not good. Your doctors know this. They don't want you to go too low, and you'll work together. Let them know you're on a low glycemic diabetes meal plan, and that's the reason why it's coming down. So they know the reason. They're not just having a lucky day and bugging them. Okay. So just don't put yourself in a situation. Eat consistently throughout the day. And what a great group call, everyone. We're going to wrap it up here. Remember, patience, persistence, planning, preparation, plateau, progress, be practical, push yourself, protect yourself, and pat yourself on the back, okay? And those are the P's that, you know, just kind of keep you dialed in. And I hope that that helped today. I don't know, I thought of that today for some reason, and maybe I'll think of some other ones with different letters moving down the road. But, you know, let's have a great week, everyone. Be strong this weekend. Again, holidays are coming up. You got to practice being strong, because it's coming. And if you can get through the hard stuff, everyone's going to respect you for it. Your family's going to be proud of you. You, most of all, most importantly, you're going to be proud of yourself, okay? So we'll talk again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number's always the same. The code's always the same. Have a great week, everyone. Don't forget to check in and get the food logs in. And we're here 7 days a week if you need anything. 800-321-9054. Operator, thanks so much again for a great group call. Have a great day, everyone. See you next Saturday, or talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye now.